The book I'm introducing today is a book by a man named John Leonard. It's titled Get Real and subtitled Sharing Your Everyday Faith Every Day. The cover of the book is fairly eye-catching because Get Real is at the bottom of the page, but on the top of the page, starting up here at the highest level, it has Get Better, and then with a line through it. And all of these are going to be associated with evangelism. So you might have heard some of these ideas and maybe even thought these things about evangelism. Well, I need to do it better. But there's a line through that. Get perfect. Get done. Get right. Get going. A line through it. And then get real. And that is a catchy title page that also portrays a little bit of the author's aim, and that is to cut through some, what I'll call some misconceptions about evangelism, and hopefully lead us to a lively prayer for evangelism, and then a lively sharing of our faith in our everyday lives. When I say the word evangelism, what comes to your mind?
Handing out pamphlets.
Okay, handing out pamphlets.
Open air preaching.
Okay, good. Open air preaching, what else? Hot. Oftentimes we're in the summertime when we're doing some of these activities, isn't it? Yeah.
Did someone say tracks?
Yeah, that's, yep, good.
Four
spiritual laws, so that may be one particular tract that is often used. Yeah.
Puzzles.
I don't get that one.
Trying to find out what the people you're talking to are thinking about.
Ah.
How they're facing life and how they came to the conclusions they came to.
Good, good.
I was going to say it the same way by saying learning their language.
Ah. I'm thankful to hear this broad spectrum of answers that get to some of the things that we do, as well as maybe a different attitude towards your relationship with individuals that have in mind some of the things Dave and Jonathan have just said, of getting to know the individuals around you and where they are in life and how Christ meets them in that experience. That's going to be where I'm headed and where this book is headed, a sense of evangelism that has in mind a relational approach to the people around you, and one that is genuinely interested in who they are, what they are thinking about, what hunger they have, or how they are hungry and how they are trying to satisfy that hunger. Here you can see kind of the cross-fertilization with that idea of hunger. That isn't what everybody thinks of, though, when they think of evangelism. A number of people are... let me ask it this way. How many of you feel comfortable with evangelism? Okay, good. Yeah, Dave? Yeah, okay. If you are not, why are you not comfortable with evangelism?
For me, it's because the unbelievers, they're just on a different reality, plane, existence, and it's hard to cross that boundary.
Mm-hmm. Good. put it in Jonathan's language, or learning their language, or learning how to communicate well with them. Yeah, good.
What I find different is this difficult is kind of the what's sort of your opening line that you say to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like so you have these canned approaches like for spiritual laws or evangelism explosion, and they're not. I mean, they're not natural. They're not. It's like again, you're reading a script.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're not really relating to the person and doing the evangelism.
Yeah.
And so, it's being able to find the right words and say it in the right way. So those are the difficulties.
Yeah. Good. Good. Martha. Mm-hmm.
Somebody, I think it's having a Bible or something, and somebody is close to me. Yeah, I feel like I'm sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I start?
yeah, good.
I keep back to him. I keep me back.
Yeah.
When's the moment? When's the opportunity? How long should you speak about it on this particular page? And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Dan.
Yeah, I've got a lot of these. Jonathan said it depends. It really does. Like I've been part of both the evangelism explosion or kind of a cold turkey is not really the phrase, but just kind of a cold call, knock on the door, to just try to talk about it with somebody, especially in a society that typically is very surfacey, just talks about the weather, talks about sports, and. Easier to just chit-chatty about that kind of stuff, and then you're trying to all of a sudden talk about things that matter. That, I find that to be pretty hard to do. Your original question was, are we comfortable? So I tend to be pretty uncomfortable there, but
yeah.
Some place where you have a relationship with somebody and maybe if something comes up, where you just say, well, this is my, like, here's a reason for the hope that it's in me, or here's how I've been comforted this way, and it does become easier at that point to sit and just tell you about what I've experienced.
Yeah.
Better. The tragedy is I would almost reverse that. Whenever I know the person, I feel like I don't demonstrate the joy of Christ very well.
Yeah, that can be a challenge.
So I think it's very difficult for me to now expound on something that's within me that you might not have seen in the outside.
They could, you know, like depending on how it goes, you can see him every day now or something, or the backfires.
And it's like, yeah, exactly. But if I misrepresent, so it's tragically it's a trust in me to keep it. Valuable instead of just pointing to God and saying he's the truth and I'm not the absolute representative of him.
Go ahead, Kevin. I missed the hand. Yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes when it's like when it's someone you see every day, like we talked about, maybe like a relative, or, they've gotten defensive in the past about that, and you feel like, how much should I, preaching the gospel to them?
Yeah, good. Thank you for those responses. We're going to, this study is going to lead us to consider some of those aspects of where we are uncomfortable or nervous or afraid. And one of the first ways that it's going to help is to shape your understanding of what the gospel is and to take it a little bit out of the realm of what a lot of people tend to think about evangelism is I think Randy, you're talking about a canned approach where you speak to someone that you don't know at all, and in your mind what seems to be the case is that you have a program that you're going to work through, you have a tract or an outline that you're going to work through, and the goal is to get to the end of it. And I could almost see myself, my eyes glazing over and going through this presentation. And I don't even maybe even know the person or the name of the person I'm talking to, and I'm evangelizing, and I heave a big sigh of relief. Ah, that's done, and I did it, and I feel better about it myself because I evangelized. And, then I'm nervous to do it again because of what I've made it out to be. And so why I have liked this book is hoping to lift it out of that context and to put it into a relationship and to put it into a context where you are talking about things that matter with a person that you know the name of, that you genuinely desire good for them, and they're comfortable with you and with that. And the other situation, the other person isn't comfortable at all. They know, in a sense, what's going on. And this is what the author says about it. The author observes that one reason we're so reluctant to evangelize is because we believe that evangelism is doing what Bill did, and he described somebody who did this to him, actually. Imposing ourselves on others, leaving people cowering, feeling unimportant, used, and violated. We equate evangelism with selling. To have the gift of evangelism, it seems you either need to have a personality of a used car salesman or the capability to lead someone to Christ while in the 10 items or less lane at your local supermarket. If this is what you believe evangelism requires, I can't blame you for not wanting to evangelize. He contrasts that with a time where there was someone that he had just been introduced to that sat down at his table with him, and he and his wife, in very short order, were made to feel comfortable. The man was not pushy. He was friendly. They walked away from that conversation realizing that they'd opened up to him about all sorts of different things, and they didn't know much about him because he was there showing interest in them and drawing them into relationship and into a conversation. And that's going to be something of a contrast that we're going to set through this. I'm going to have to stop. You have to come back. That is.
Come back next week.
That's right. Well, we've run out of time and not out of notes, so my notes will go away till next week. And you'll come next week to find out more about that. Let's bow together in prayer as we close. Oh God, we are so thankful for the goodness you've shown us in Christ. And thank you, God, that in our own experience, you have shown love to us. You have known us. You have reached to redeem us. And Lord, you have given us then the great privilege of bearing that precious message to the world around us. I pray, O Lord, that you would help us through this study to love you and the gospel, that you would really strike that note in us, and that you would give us a genuine desire to build relationships. And God, we do have questions, we do have things that we're uncomfortable with. We pray that you would address those through your word and through this study. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, you're dismissed.